Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show, and today's show is kind of a follow-up with Wesley. He's with 7-Day Fitness, and we're going to talk about getting fit. So I'm going to put Wesley on the line. Wesley, you there? Wesley, you there? So I have on the phone Wesley. Wesley, you made it? Look, we had some tech issues. Wes, you can go ahead and call back. In the meantime, 7dayfitness.com is his business. He's a virtual trainer, and he actually trains people to get fit. You don't need gym equipment. The only thing you need is your fitness body. And we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. I was telling him about insanity. I said, my gosh, insanity is insane. It is a hard workout, and I'm about to fall dead over. And I wish I had maybe another option that I can go to. I reached out to Wesley, asked him to come on the show to talk about fitness. And he has a great 7-day program. He's a virtual fitness trainer. And anyway, Wesley.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry about that, Jim.
Okay, great. No problem. We're talking about getting fit. I mean, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. I was telling the audience that my wife bought Insanity. Something I've been debating for the last several years, and it was about to kill me. So let's go talk about getting fit. Before we begin, if anybody have any questions, you can go ahead and call in at 347-324-3460, or you can pose a question in the chat room, or you can pose a question on our Twitter feed at hashtag Apple Capital. I guess just go ahead and dive into what we left off with getting fit.
Yeah, so basically, having a billion show today, Tim, and basically we're just getting wrapped up on my lunch here, the repetitive 7-day program that's going to kick off in about 20 days, and all you guys can get out there at wesleyburton.com and go ahead and register, go ahead and get hooked up. But basically, I just have the ability of what I'm doing is tank folks have it. Basically, the program, 7-day process. I have a couple of boot camps online also that I'm utilizing to basically get that done.
Wow. So it's kind of funny, ironically, I think you posted this question out on Facebook either on Friday or Saturday. No, Friday, I remember. And I said, okay, let me tell them what I'm actually was eating that day, which was peanuts and something else. And it was kind of a funny thing. But anyway, which wasn't a healthy day for me. Why a person shouldn't eat like that? Just eating peanuts or snacking on something throughout the day.
You want to know what some of the things that you can snack on?
Some things you can snack on, and why is a good thing not to snack on those type of things?
So basically, what I do is often, that's not a pretty. It's not too bad, It's definitely something good that you want to snack on. But I think I can't remember exactly what you posted. There's some of the things, but I think you had fish nuggets from McDonald's.
Yeah, that was it, fish nuggets, because it was Friday, and we usually kind of abstain from meat on Friday. So, that was it. Wes is going to call back in a few minutes ago, but I was teasing him. I was saying that I was looking at the post. I was saying that in the afternoon I was eating, actually. I had some peanuts. My wife had some 7 bags of peanuts that she had and the little small things she got off a flight throughout the day. And she just happened to have it with me. She said, I'm going to bring you a few peanuts. So she brought about 5 or 6 of them. So I was snacking on that. And I guess peanuts in one sense is healthy. But anyway, Wesley is going to call back in. He's having some audio issues, but we're going to go on. And I had some fish nuggets because, you know, it was Friday, and we try to abstain from meat on Fridays during Lent. And he said it's not really a healthy choice. So I'm going to bring Wesley back on.
Yeah, sorry about this, Jim.
That's all right.
Bad connection problems over here in my area. But okay. Yeah, you know, some of the items that I snack on, you know, you have raisins, you have almonds. What I try to do is just try to empower myself with productive items. Now, not items that are counterproductive to the body. A lot of McDonald's food, in my opinion, it's just probably not the best or properly cooked, or definitely things that are not beneficial to the body. So, you know, it's kind of their quick fix, and that's what they designed it for. You know, they focus on and target kids, because I have two kids of my own, and sometimes, you know, you're in that situation that, guess what? Yeah, McDonald's, the kids want it, then you end up getting yourself a Big Mac, but that's definitely food that you want to stay away from at least 90%, you know, during the week. And, you know, if you do that, you know, one time a week, hey, it's okay. I don't recommend it, but if you need to, if you have kids and you have to get it done, and, you know, they're having their happy meals and they're having their good time there, is I'm saying, you know, don't do this on a repetitive basis. Don't make it a habit. Don't make it something that you're going to keep doing over and over again, which is going to cause, you know, CHD, coronary heart disease, or, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all that jazz.
Hey, but Wesley, you know, everybody say eat healthy, but, you know, some of this stuff, I guess you go from the old school, eating healthy looks like the stuff that people have at the GNC and health food. It's not tasty. Have they really made improvements on the way things taste? You know, the things that's healthy for you?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of us folks say, you know, the things that are healthy, the things that don't taste good, and things that are not healthy, things that taste good. See, that's not actually true. I mean, there's many items. Like, I shop at Whole Foods store myself, and at Whole Foods, at during lunch, they actually prepare different meals that are healthy, and this food, in my opinion, tastes well. It tastes very good. You know, the thing is, the only reason why the food that you think tastes so well, because it has more salt on it. So guess what? The more salt that you eat, the better it is, right? Because we've been conditioned to believe that. We've been conditioned by our taste. But see, the thing is, if you grew up in a healthy lifestyle, if you grew up that you didn't intake or have so much salt on your food, guess what? When you eat salty food, it will make you sick. See, right now, when I eat salty food that's too salty for me, I actually get sick now, because I've probably conditioned my taste and my body to reject certain items. But the thing is, it's a process that you have to purposefully do for about 30 to 45 days, that you're not putting this type of, you know, seasoned salt and Zatarain's and all that jazz into your body. You're kind of separate, because what you're going to do is you're going to basically trick the body. So now when you go eat those meals and that are so high in salt, your body starts to reject it. You know, you don't feel too good, you know, after you finish that meal.
Wow. So if we look at your particular program, the 7-Day Fitness, what a person should be eating means should be eating and should not be eating while they're doing this fitness routine?
Well, you know, with my program that's about to launch in the next 20 days, the thing is, I have a weight loss recipe guide that shows exactly what you can eat during these 30 days. In my opinion, you know, anybody can commit to 30 days. You know, I'm not asking for 45 days, not asking for 60 days, just 30 days of your life. 30 days out of the year, I need you to commit to eating this way. I need you to commit to eating this certain way. And the thing is, in my opinion, that's not hard to do if your why is strong. If you have a big why, then usually you can do that, because what happens during those 30 days, you're conditioning and you're replacing certain habits when it comes to your lifestyle and how you're eating. Then what happens is, you know, after the 30 days, guess what? You can eat whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to do. But what typically happens for my clients is it's hard for them. It's very difficult for them to go back to the old style of eating all the time. I'm not saying that every once in a while they're not going to have a burger, some French fries, and, you know, whatever, some potato wedges. I'm not saying that. But see, the likelihood for them indulging or become inundated with that type of food is slim to none. It's not going to happen anymore. Mm-hmm. But it is some disciplines that you need. That's why my program is so easy and so minute, because it is simple disciplines that I have my clients do every single day. It's real simple and it's real easy. But what we're doing is we're creating and replacing old habits.
Wow. So what type of, kind of give us a sample of, you know, I know you mentioned on the last episode that, hey, that why is going to be really important if you're going to take them as a client. If they don't have a good why, then you're not going to take them as a client because it's just setting yourself up for failure. So kind of give us an outline how your program normally works in 7 days and what they're going to be eating. And how long this program, you know, this is lifetime type of thing, or how does this process normally work? You do 7 days and continue to do 7 days until you get meet your goals, but also you got to maintain that. So go ahead and talk about the program itself.
So basically, right now my program, it's worth over $200 per year. Right now I have a client that they're paying, you know, $20 to $30 per month right now just to have access to my program. But right now, I'm launching the repetitive 7 day program, which is a columbus of items. So basically, with the repetitive 7 day program, you're going to get a 30-day intense boot camp that's online that's going to be designed to your lifestyle. Number two, you're going to get a yoga expert. I've teamed up with Dasima. She's an awesome yoga here. She travels around the world doing these huge yoga seminars. She's going to have access to her. You're going to have access to Buffy the Body, Buffy Corrupt. She is the actual booty and thigh expert for 7 day fitness. So ladies, they want to get those thighs right, the butt right, she is the expert in that field. And you're also going to be assigned, you know, myself or another trainer who is going to work with you, who's going to encourage you, who's going to motivate you, who's going to ensure that you understand and keep that why in front of your face and ensure the process goes through correctly. So, because the thing is, we're not doing anything that's, this is not temporary. This is not, I'm getting ready for summer, or I'm getting ready. No, I'm getting ready for life. I'm getting ready because I understand this is for the rest of my life. I'm no more willing to make New Year's resolutions and say, you know what, I need to get this done. You know, I want to do this. I got to do this. No, absolutely not. You get to do this. When you wake up in the morning or when you start your day, you should think, I get to exercise. I get to create a better lifestyle for myself, for my family, for my kids, so I can live longer. And that all goes back to the why. And that's why I have videos that have been strategically placed on my website, that the reason why you have to define your why. The thing is, if you don't, you're going to find yourself buying DVDs, buying YouTube videos, buying pills, potions, and other lotions, trying to, you know, reduce this fat or trying to accomplish the dream or the design of your body that you're looking for. But see, the why is important. You have to purposely place reasons why on a sheet of paper. You have to write this stuff down of why do you want to get it done? Then after that, you need to write down reasons why if you don't get it done, what's going to happen to you 5 years down the line? Because understand, Jeff, this is the insidious process, the sneakiest, furtive. It just sneaks up on you, and before you know it, you're 300 pounds. You're 250 pounds, which is incredible.
So if you backtrack a little, you know, within your 7 day fitness and with this particular boot camp, I know people are more concerned with, okay, how many pounds can I lose? But like you mentioned, you didn't get this I'm not going to say a problem. This situation, and within 30 days, so don't expect to get yourself realistically out of the situation within 30 days. So it's an ongoing process that you're going to have to just be committed to and just going to have to do it in order to get there. And once you get there, then you just have to maintain it, right?
Exactly. And see, it shouldn't be like, I have to. I got to do this. Absolutely not. See, the thing is, you don't. When you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, man, I got to brush my teeth again this morning. I got to take another bath. No, so those things are subconscious. You just do those automatically. You're not dreading about taking showers. You're not dreading about getting some sleep, you know, at nighttime. You're not doing that. So the thing is, the same thing about our health and fitness, what I do with my clients, I replace those habits. I replace those thoughts in your mind. Now you get to. Now this is a must. This is a have. I got to get it done. If not, I'm not going to be normal tomorrow. If I don't do these push-ups, I don't do these jumping jacks, I'm just not going to be normal. I'm not going to feel right in my body from a physiological standpoint.
Wow. So, for example, if you don't need any type of gym equipment to gain muscle, you're just using the...
Say, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say you don't need any type of gym equipment to gain muscle, but the thing is you can gain muscles with your body, but it all depends on what you're trying to do. You know, and
okay.
I mean, you have some folks out there that used to be skinny like me, you know, skinny, used to wear two shirts and two different pants just to feel a little bigger, you know. You know, I hated my size. I'm telling you, Tim, I used to do it all. I hated my size. I couldn't stand it. And guess what? I wanted some muscle, but I would get muscle, but I didn't have the size. So what I had to do, I had to go, you know, first what I did is I got my core together, right? And that's just using my body. Just using different isometric exercises, you know, military exercises to get my body from a core perspective so I'd be ready for the weights. And now guess what? When I started implementing weights into my fitness lifestyle, the results was unbelievable. See, it takes some guys, you know, they're skinny, they're small, they try to jump into the gym, try to get on those weights, they can't lift it, they're hurting themselves, hurting their arm, because they think that their core is not prepared for the weight. And that's why they get confused. That's why, you know, I have a lot of small guys that's, you know, small down that reach out to me, even from my email, from my YouTube, and they say, you know, Wesley, you know, what do I need to do? I said, you need to get your core strong, and don't just go in there trying to lift 200 pounds and trying to curl 50 pounds in one arm, your form looking crazy like you're about to do a backflip. I don't know. But the thing is, it's important to get your core strong. And the thing is for, you know, folks that are a little bit overweight, you know, that they want to gain muscle, they want to lose weight, the program is designed for you too, because the first thing you want to do is you want to cut down some of that weight. And understand, just because you don't lose weight week one or you don't lose weight in week two, that doesn't mean you're not making progress. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen for you. You got to understand, because when you work out, muscle is heavier than fat. So guess what? If you gain a couple of pounds, that don't mean it's negative growth. That don't mean it's a pessimistic process. Absolutely not. You just, it is your job. It is your responsibility to stay consistent. To stay consistent, because you stay consistent eating McDonald's, you stay consistent eating Burger King, you've been consistent eating Pizza Hut and all of the other, you know, terrible foods in your lifestyle. You're being consistent, right? And that's why you created that result. So it's time for you to break that pattern. It's now time for you to choose something new that's going to work for you, that's going to be productive, that's going to give you more confidence, that's going to give you more happiness. You're going to find that that's going to be congruent through every aspect of your life.
Wow. So, and taking that into account now, I would say, I'm not going to say the majority, well, I can't say the majority, probably 60% of the nation is slightly overweight and a portion is obese. Now, like I was mentioning, I think in the last episode, you have someone who's 300 and something pounds. 300 is pretty big, but the bigger you get, the less nose you're going to see right away, and it take longer to get that off for you to see any noticeable difference. So even if you do the workout, which for someone in the 300s is going to be really stressful on their body, what do you tell that person who's 350, who's, you know, 6'1"? It's going to be a long process, and they have to do a combination of diet and exercise in order to get through this process. So what do you say to a person? They have a good why. They know it's health reasons, and food is an addiction like cigarettes, smokes, and everything else that now, you know, you're breaking this addictive behavior and they have this great want. How can you tell the 350-pound guy who's 6'1", hey, you're going to be doing this in, you know, a whole month. You're not going to see much of a difference. Internally, there is a difference going on within his body, and he's slowly shedding some pounds. But what do you say to a guy that's that size to kind of get him motivated and say, hey, this is going to take a minute?
Well, Tim, I mean, I believe that we're all intelligent individuals. And I'm saying it because the thing is, the same weight that you put on, guess what? It didn't happen in 30 days. It didn't happen in 60 days. It didn't happen in 6 months. It was years. It was years of you or that person or whoever it might be that were consistent. It was consistent, but unfortunately, it was being consistent of doing things that were counterproductive to their body. And so the thing is, the person needs to understand that. See, this way, because understand, you know, we always want the quick fix and we want the quick Band-Aid and just put it on and then we just keep going, but it doesn't work like that. You understand? It's no way to circumvent the process and you know, tell someone that, oh, yeah, you're going to lose 80 pounds in 30 days. Absolutely not. So the person, first thing, what I do is I allow them to understand that, guess what? 5 years ago, you were a small guy, but now you're not. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take you 5 years. it might take you a year, it might take you 2 years. But see, don't think. And see, I think every people, they know that, but I just, you know, I reiterate this and say, hey, I'm just letting them know. Don't believe it. Don't feel like you're going to lose all this weight in 30 days. And guess what? I believe you're always making progress. Progress is just a perception. It's all perception, because the thing is, if you're working out, despite you losing weight or nothing, but guess what? You're doing something that's productive to your body. You know that 100%. And when you're not working out, you're doing something that's not productive to the body. So see, the thing is, you understand what you're doing and what you're not doing. Despite you looking at the results, stop. I share my coach, don't focus always on the results and, oh, man, well, I've worked out for 60 days and I still don't look like this. Stop worrying about this. What you think about your lifestyle? Think about your why. Think about the reason why you're doing it. Understand that you're doing something that is productive to your body. You're doing something that's going to help you out 10 and 20 years, because, see, the last 5 years, you have failed. You have failed yourself. You have failed your body. The last 10 years, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're not happy with the sight. You know, you feel a bit maybe embarrassed or subconscious about how you look. So the thing is, you have to have faith, the same faith or the same thoughts that you had when you started to gain the weight and when you became one size. It's the same faith you need to have and understand that if you keep doing things that are productive to your fitness lifestyle, that you're going to get the same results. But these are going to be results that are going to be productive. These are results that you're going to like. So I just allow a person to say, hey, do you understand your why, right? And most of them, they already understand the process. You know, to be honest, a lot of folks, man, they're very realistic. I had this lady, I said, you know, how long do you want to, what is the time frame? What is the ETA that you're looking at to lose this weight? She said, hey, a year. And, you know, she's 300 pounds. And so
oh,
the
wow.
thing is, most people, they don't have, you know, they don't have these expectations that they think they're just going to just drop this weight. That'd be, to my opinion, if you're dropping weight 80 pounds in 30 days, that's unhealthy. What are you doing? You know, are you getting sliced up in the doctor's office? You know, Pat, I don't know. But the thing is, most of my clients, they have real expectations because they're intelligent folks. And they understand the same process it took to get this weight on, it's the same process or a new process to take the weight off. So usually I don't even run into their problem, not too much.
What I'm going to do is going to play a short clip. I think he says awesome thighs and hamstrings real quick. Another one will be able to see it, but they can be able to hear it. Then we can kind of go ballpark, hey, what are the steps they need to do to get fit? And then we'll go from that point. So I'm going to play this clip real quick. Then we'll go into what steps, what they need to do to get fit, and how long did it take to get where you are in your process from the little skinny guy on the one end and to get physically fit like you are right now. So give me 1 second, and we're going to go ahead and play this short clip, and then we'll be right back.
Your master motivated master, virtual training here with 7dayfitness.com. And today's home workout is going to be the pies. We're going to work lift the eyes, baby. Hey, watch me. Okay, folks, welcome back. Now, what you want to do is this. You want to stand up straight, right? You want to get your legs out more than shoulder width apart. Okay, this is not direct squats. What we want to do is we want to open our legs up a little bit. Get a nice look out, okay? And we want to turn our toes to the right, turn your left toe to the left, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to do this for 30 seconds, okay? I got my time clock right here. It's watching. Okay, hands out just like this. Begin. One, two, three, four. You see how low my butt is getting? You see that? You want to get, like, you're almost going to make a 90-degree angle right here to the leg. Go. Thank you.
That's your video that's not on YouTube, but it's on your website, right? A website and also Facebook.
Yeah,
oh, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube also, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Just to kind of recap on the steps that it takes to get fit, can I just run through a few things that we need to do in order to get fit?
Right. You want to run through some things? Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, like I explained before, the first thing is, it's the why. You got to have a commitment.
Okay.
You know, this doesn't go in there, and you know, and I'm not saying you just have to use my program, but any program that's utilized, it has to be a firm decision. Usually, the people make the decision is when they have a catastrophe that happens in their lives. You know, whether they have a heart attack, a stroke, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes. You know, why wait till that? You know, why wait until the sickness hits you? So, you know, the first thing is you have to have a why. I mean, you just have to have a why, Jim. That's just extremely important. It's a mental process. And, you know, that's what I share with folks. This game is 90% mental, 10% physical. You know, I'm not creating new exercises and creating, oh, guess what, this exercise is going to get it done in 2 days and three. No, no, no. These are same exercises. It's nothing different. It's the mental. Once you've made the commitment, it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes, you're going to get it done. 100%. And what I do is I'm just a tool, and I create something that's simple, that's private, that's convenient, and that's easy that you can do every single day. Small steps. Just take small steps, because a lot of folks don't want to work out 30 and 45 an hour, you know, in the gym. They just don't want to do that. If you're tired, it'll feel like they don't feel like sore. So what I do is I just give them small baby steps. I have my clients right now and say, Wesley, I just want to take baby steps right now, you know. I understand it's going to be a little pain. I understand it's going to be a stroke, but I just want to take baby steps. You know, my back, I have a bad back, I have bad legs, I have bad this. And I say, okay. And what I do is I give them small things to do. I mean, who can't do that? I mean, you can get up and brush your teeth for 2 minutes. Why can't you get up and do some jumping jacks for 2 minutes every day? Just get up and do it, and you're done. And before you know it, it'll be just a part of your existence. It should be something that you're going to do. So the first thing is, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, that why is important, Tim. That why, it starts with the why. It starts with the why.
Okay. So what type of foods they should be eating, well, they should be avoiding while they're working on your program?
Well, at least
the McDonald's, of course, is number one.
yeah, absolutely. All fast food, man. Anything that has a drive-through, stay away from them. And don't go through any drive-throughs. Don't go through any car. Anything with a drive-through, just stay away from it. And the thing is, you want to ensure that, you know, that you're, you know, you put in good, you know, greenery in your diet, vegetables. You know, no, nothing fried, nothing greased up. You know, we want to keep baked, grilled. You know, and the thing is, you know, folks, they not tell me, my opinion, they know what to eat. They know what to eat. They know what they should be eating. They know. See, the thing is, this is my philosophy. Here. If you ever have to ask a question of, is it good for me? It's probably not. It's probably not good for you. Just don't even eat it. Don't even eat it. So the thing is, you know, you want to put fish in your diet, you know, some grilled, some salmon, and some tilapia, you know, all types of vegetables, fruits. Like me, I have them in, like, right now. This week is actually fruit week. So my clients, they're required to put fruit in their lifestyle eating plan this week. You know, you have to eat fruit this morning, afternoon, evening. You must eat some fruit today. Some fruit. I don't care if it's an apple, it's an orange, it's a mango, it's a pear, some grapes. But you have to implement some fruit in your lifestyle eating plan this week.
Okay. And how did you mentioned a boot camp at the very top of the show. You having a kickoff on the boot camp, or kind of talk about that?
Oh, okay. So right now I've kicked off the Gifted with Passion boot camp 2012 here in Houston, Texas. And right now we're out there in Memorial Park right now. If you're in Houston, if you're close to Memorial Park, if you work in the Galleria area, I feel free to come on and join. I'm doing a special right now for only $49.99. You're going to get a month of training. You're going to get a month of arms, a month of legs, of lumps of thighs, cardio. You know, we're going to work you. I'm going to ensure that during that month of training that you're going to lose weight within the two digits with the concepts and some of the skills and techniques that I'm utilizing. But, yes, this whole year from Monday to Thursday at 6:30 p.m., it is live at 6:30 p.m. at Memorial Park. And what I'm going to be doing here, I'm going to be traveling to other cities and other states here in a couple of months, and we're going to be spreading this boot camp like a virus around, you know, America itself. So I'm going to be pretty busy. But, yeah, if you're in the Houston, Texas area, you better get hooked up. Right now we're doing a deal with Living Social that's going to happen in about 30 days. You're going to get an unbelievable deal with that. But, hey, if you're committed, summertime is coming. If you're ready to be sexy for those beaches, if you're ready to go to Florida, you need to go travel. You need to
do it now. Your
body is right and body is tight.
Do it now. Now, question, how long did it really take? You know, I think you're on the opposite end of most people. You were a thin person, and you were trying to build into who you are. How long did it take you to get to that? The process of being a real small person and get where you are today?
It probably took me about maybe 6-7 years. I've been working for a while, but it probably took me 6 years to actually just start actually gaining weight, because you know, everybody's body is different. And the thing is, you know, I was growing, I was getting muscles, but the thing is, I just wasn't happy. I wanted more. I got to the point I was just addicted. And what happened is, it's called exponential growth, and that's when it happens when you're working out, and when you start to create the habit, and it just happens automatically, and it's almost like you can't stop. And that's what happens. And you're going to get to the point that you're going to be addicted to it. It's going to be like a drug.
Because you
like
want the look.
The cocaine. Huh?
Because you're going to want the look.
Yeah, you're going to want the look. But see, not just you want the look. It's just like what happens is, especially when you're losing weight, or when you're gaining muscle, other folks start to recognize that, right? They say, man, you're losing weight there. And what does that do to you? You say, oh, wow, really? Thanks. That's going to motivate you to keep going in that direction. That's what happens. And so what happened to me is I started getting a lot of compliments. They got, man, wow, hey, you need to stop. Don't go anymore. But see what that do? That's just fueling my fire to me. Man, I'm doing something right. That's going to motivate me to keep going. Because the thing is, we're in the world that we see validation. I don't care what you say. We see validation from other folks. Because we're in the world where we live with people. And guess what? When people compliment us, when people see us and they say, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, or you're losing weight, or you're gaining weight again, it makes us feel good internally, which causes us to be motivated to do more. Because when we're working out, we're thinking about that compliment. When we're working out, we're probably thinking about that chick that we want to talk to at our office. When we're working out, you know, the ladies, they're thinking about that guy that they want to approach, or they want to put on that nice black dress so they can be sexy, or they can, you know, they can, you know, so that person will approach them. So it's an entire process of,
okay,
it goes all back to the why.
Okay, so when we go to the why, I guess you had to do it in stages. Like, for example, you say you worked on your inner core first. So I'm going to assume that was your the torso area, and you worked on that and got that in shape first, and then you worked your way down. Or you just kind of say, hey, I would do chest today, legs tomorrow, Wednesday I would do arms. Did you do it in pieces that way, or you actually just focus on your core first?
Well, I mean, this is what I've been doing for the last so many, maybe 4 or 5 years. Mondays is my chest and my tri day. Tuesdays is my back and biceps. Wednesdays are my shoulders. Thursdays is my leg. And usually on Fridays I take a break. And on Saturdays, what I do is I work every single body part on Saturdays, and I only do two sets of each exercise. That's all I do. I do two different exercises and only do two sets. And Sunday I'm off again. I start the process back on Monday again.
Okay. Great. Now, going shifting real quick, now going towards the business itself. I think we talked about you starting this particular business. I'm not sure you work portion at the gym or portion at home, or how do you actually run your business?
So basically right now we're home office. Now we have the website, which is called 7dayfitness.com. I have trainers there. I have nutritionists there. But right now we're about to open up the module, which is going to be the repetitive 7-day program. That's going to give, folks access to the 30-day intense boot camp. They're going to fill out an assessment. They need to explain their why. I need to know your fitness story. So it's a process. You're going to have access to the yoga expert because you need relaxation after those exercises. You're going to have access of what to eat. You're going to have access. I even have a rededication program for the folks that fall off in 20 or 19 days. We have a rededication program that's been implemented. Because the thing is, I understand the process, and I know certain people that are just not going to be consistent. They're going to procrastinate. They're not going to get it done. But see, the thing is, I am relentless. I am unstoppable. As long as you work with me, I am going to work with you. I'm going to keep it in your face of why you have to do this. I don't stop. I never stop, ever. The thing is, as long as I have a client that's working with me, I am going to work with TRC for the end of time, because it is my business, it's my responsibility to ensure that you get the result that you have. And I understand that for some folks it's not an easy process, and usually the when the why is not strong, it's a hard process. But I'm telling you, when the why is strong, the process is easy. Man, it's just something, because see, the thing is that negative or is that pain of being someone that you don't want to be that drives you to be someone that you want to become. So that's how it happens on the site right now. But at wesleyvirgin.com, right now we're doing a countdown where you can put your email address, because I'm only going to give out 100 spots at $70 for the entire, for your lifetime. So now, right now we charge $200 per year, but now I'm going to give you an entire program for $70 for the rest of your life. That's it. $7 to try for the first 21 days. And $70, you're going to have it for a lifetime. And that's it. No gym memberships, no month-to-month, you don't use, and things like that. Absolutely not. This one-time fee of $77, you're going to get access to the total, to me, to my yoga trainers, to my booty and thigh expert, to the boot camps, your daily videos. So you're going to be completely inundated in information or tools to help you to get the body that you want to create.
And that's how much again?
$70. Total $77.
Lifetime.
You'll never see it anywhere else. I'm telling you, Jim, you'll never see this again.
Well, how do you market yourself?
Well, right now, I'm pretty like YouTube. I'm pretty much YouTube famous right now. I get about 10,000 views right now, and they actually accept me into the partnership program. So I'm a partner now with YouTube. I do a lot of social networking from Facebook, from MySpace. Facebook, MySpace, Google, things of that sort. So we do a lot of online marketing right now. The only offline marketing that we're doing is just from the bootcamp standpoint. We do things such as the flyer, but I do a lot of word of mouth. Right now, this has not hit mass exposure right now. I'm telling you, this has not hit mass exposure, Joe. But I'm telling you, in the next 3 to 5 years, virtual trading is going to be where it's at. Everyone out there is going to have a virtual trainer. You're going to find out how folks, they're not going to prefer to go to the gym. They're not going to prefer to go hire the expensive trainer at the gym. They're going to prefer to stay at home. They're going to have their trainer. They're going to have their nutritionist. They're going to have their workouts. It's going to be quick, and it's going to be effective. That's what's happening in the future, and I'm praying it.
Great. Last couple of questions real quick before we kind of get you to make some last comments. On your video and your graphics, when you went out to go do those, how did you find a company to – because you have some nice graphics, and the video that you do from your home, do you – is this a regular video cam, or and you had someone to go back and edit it? How did you do that?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. Somebody asked that same question the other day, Tim. But basically, initially, I bought myself a camera from Best Buy, and I hooked it up, you know, on a tripod, and I just turned it on, and I started recording videos. Then I decided to go hire someone, because I said, you know what, I don't know how to edit videos. So I hired someone, but I was like, you know, I'm paying these people too much, and guess what, the job that they're doing, I think I could do a little bit better. So you know what I did? I bought myself a Macintosh computer. I put my Macintosh computer on my tripod now. I just hit it. I try to balance it. You know, I want it to fall. I record the video, and I got this awesome program by the name of iMovin, and I do all my videos now. I record, I edit, and I publish. I create the graphics. I do it all now, Tim.
On the iMovin?
I do it myself. Yeah, on my Macintosh. No, Macintosh computer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you put your Mac on top of a tripod and record?
Just record. I mean, that Macintosh has an awesome image pixel ratio. The videos look nice. You can actually output the video in HD format. So, absolutely.
Wow.
You know, that's
this is another good tip
right
for
now,
some
so
small business owners. Great. And, but your graphics, you had someone professionally make your graphic.
I had somebody professionally actually make the intro for me. The intro that you see that comes over the 7X ending with the guy running and the ending. Had someone create that. Some of the graphics that you see on the website, I outsource a lot of my outsource a lot of those graphic designs. My web designer out of like India, and you can actually go to odesk.com. Any business owner out there that's trying, they don't have a lot of money, that's looking to get some quality work done, go to odesk.com. You can hire people all over the world. They're smart, very very smart. They're very fastidious, very assiduous workers, and in my opinion, you're going to get quality of work, and you're not going to pay a lot of money to get this quality of work. So that's what I typically do. I outsource a lot of the things that I get done with the website here currently.
Wow. That's really awesome. So, again, that's Odesk. If anybody want to look at that, odesk.com. You can hire some people to do your graphic work for you. Anything you want to leave us with, since we have a few minutes left, regarding your company, and things you would like to see in the future. I know you mentioned hopefully in 5 years everybody be doing virtual type training, because it's, you know a lot of people are guilty. Yeah, they go ahead and get a membership and they don't counsel and they sit there, which I think they count on, but they just get intimidated. What would you like to close with about you and your company, and what you're looking to do in the future as a business?
Well, the thing is, you know, like I said, my company was born 3 to 4 years ago, and I was training folks, and the thing is, they just wasn't getting long-term results. You know, they get some results, and 2 and 3 months down the line, they are back, you know, doing what they used to do and getting the results they didn't want to get. And I'm saying, you see a lot of my videos, I'm real passionate, I have a lot of energy, because I really love what I do. You know, and I'm not doing it. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Tim. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not doing this for the whole fame. And I am doing it genuinely to actually help people. I want to help folks create the dream that they want. And see, the thing is, it's 85% of people out there, that when they go to the gym and they look at what people are doing, they look at, you know, this guy, he's working out here. He's working out on this exercise piece of equipment. They see the girl, they see the trainer, sometimes they get intimidated, get embarrassed, and they say, you know what, I just can't do it. So those folks, it's a lot of those type of folks, they're real depressed, they're upset, and they say, you know, what's the solution? So it was my responsibility. And I think, this, you know, this is a God-given talent. God, you know, gave me this talent and said, you know what, create something for those folks, for those type of people. You know, that's been back and forth from the DVDs, from the CDs, that has not found something that is beneficial to their lifestyle. So I said, you know what, I can do this. Let me create something that is simple, that is private, that is easy, that's something that they can do. And guess what? Now they're there. I'm going to bring the gym. Basically, I'm bringing the gym experience to your home. I'm bringing it to you. You no longer have to drive anywhere, get the kids ready, put them in the daycare. And then what you do is you get to the gym, then you're working with certain folks or working with your trainer, and the trainer's not doing anything. He's just telling you what to do, and, you know, you're looking at other folks and you're getting upset. It's no more of that. No more of that. Now, understand, these 15% of people like myself that, you know, I love going to the gym. That's just what I do. Hey, that's cool. But what I am doing, I am serving the 85%. I'm serving the people out there that, guess what, Wesley, I don't want to go to the gym. Or Wesley, I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to do it this way. I don't want to have to get up out of my bed and go put on my shoes and my gym
gym equipment or whatever and go do this. I want something. I want someone to come to me, you know, whether it comes through a virtual experience or whatever. But I want you to provide me all these tools and knowledge and tools and information online so I can just say, and that's what I, that is what I'm doing. That's what I am doing. And a lot of my clients, they love it. I have so many testimonies of so many women and gentlemen right now that love what I am doing. And they say, thank you, Wes. You're finally something that's easy, but it's effective. I felt the burn. And guess what? Now I have a busy lifestyle, Wes. I don't have time to go to the gym every single day. It's just not in my schedule. And now I understand that you got mothers at home that have children. You have people that work a holiday, that work till 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning. You have people that travel on planes all day. You have busy students that are trying to get that degree. And they don't have time to put this a part of their lifestyle from a gym perspective. But now I'm bringing it to you from a virtual experience. And not just that, you're going to get results. As long as you keep doing the program, because it's easy and it's convenient and it's private, you're going to get the results that you're looking for. So I challenge all you folks out there. I challenge you.
Great.
To get hooked up with the repetitive 7-day program.
Great. So the how to contact you again, you go to your Facebook or your website?
Just go to wesleyburgeon.com. If you want one of the packages, if you want to be one of the first 100 folks that get the that's going to get the entire program for $70, you need to go register now. I don't have the minute. I think I have about 50 left. I have a lot of people that's I just kind of opened it up. So I have a lot of people that are going to the website and they're putting the information because I'm only going to give 100 people access for $70 for the lifetime. And after that, it's going to go back up to $147 per year. So I just kind of I tell you folks now, you better go to wesleyburgeon.com, try something that is new, try something you've never tried before. You may be skeptical. You may be like, I don't know. But guess what? Try it for $7 for the first 21 days. If you don't like it, I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. I won't be mad. I won't be sad. I won't be upset. And it's going to work like that, Tim.
Great. No problem. And Wesley Virgin, WESLEYVIRGIN.com?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. If not, you can seek him out on Facebook or type in 7dayfitness.com. And is that 7 spelled out or is it the number 7?
Both ways.
Okay, perfect. Well, you got both areas covered. Well,
yes,
Wesley,
sir.
Thank you for coming on the program again. I really appreciate it. And if you have any questions of Wesley, go ahead and look for him on Facebook at Wesley Virgin or go to the website, 7-Day Fitness, spelled both ways, the number 7, and spelled out 7. Thank you, Wesley, for coming on the program again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. If anybody have any questions or want to download this episode, you can get this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio Network on the Apple Capital Group website. Thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.